That was Leona Lewis and Forgive Me on Radio 1, and she's actually here at Radio 1. Hi.
Hi.
Now, you were at the MTV EMAs, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Was that fun?
It was. It was a lot of fun. I just, I did a video in South Africa, and then I flew and went straight to the MTV Awards. So it was really crazy because I didn't sleep, and I was like really hyper, and my friends came, and we had such a good night. Really good.
Did you meet Katy Perry?
I've met her before, but I saw her again as well. Yeah, she's lovely. She's a great girl.
She loves you.
Does she?
Yeah, she was telling us when she came in. She's a bit obsessed.
Oh.
A little bit obsessed. Did you get to hang out with her, or did it get
weird?
No,
I just literally saw her, and then she was so busy, like, running around. She had, like, 10 million outfits for each segment of the show, which was crazy, so she was so busy.
Yeah. She's quite a close friend of ours.
She loves us, doesn't she?
Does she love you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but she likes you almost as much as she
almost.
Likes us. Yeah. she's in the country at the moment, so she's probably listening now.
Yeah.
So, aww. I mean, is there anything you want to say to Katy Perry? She's listening.
Hi, Katie.
Anything else?
You all right?
Do you want to say anything, Chappers?
No, I communicate with her personally.
Oh, do you? Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, text.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, that new track written by Akon.
Yes.
Will you be working with him again?
Maybe. He was really cool to work with, and he's super talented, so I'd like to, definitely.
Okay.
And he's really nice as well, so.
And your first, well, not your first, but, you know, your first one out on your own, Bleeding Love, that was written by Ryan, the bloke off One Republic.
Yeah, Ryan from One Republic. I'm definitely going to be working with him as well on my next album.
Okay.
He's just amazing. So.
Now, there's this song, which you've probably heard about, called Halo.
Yes.
And he reckons it's a global number one hit.
Wow.
But the word on the street, Leona, is that he offered it to you, and you said you were too busy to record it.
No.
Is that not true?
No, I heard the song and kind of, like, at the time I was doing loads of different things, and so he kind of, you know, it went to someone else.
He's giving it to Beyonce.
Yeah. But I think it suits, it didn't really suit me, you know, not all songs suit everyone, and for me, personally, it didn't suit me, but I know it's going to suit her. And
have you heard it, Chappers?
No.
Song. I don't think Leona would want me, Beyonce would want me to play it, or Leona, but do you want me to do it a bit for you? It's really good. It's going to be number one.
Are you allowed?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it goes like this. Halo, 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 halo. It's like that, isn't it, Leona?
Little
similar.
Bit.
So look out for that one. That's going to be number one.
Leona looks like she's never heard that before in her life.
I'm like, are you sure it's the same song?
So you weren't too busy. You didn't think it suited you.
Both really. Both of those reasons.
How does that work? I wanted to know this, right? If you're a big famous singer like you, does someone give you a song, or do loads of people come up to you and go, have this song?
It depends. Like, some people, like Ryan, comes up with different ideas, and then we go in the studio and work on it together. At that time, I was still doing my first album, so it was kind of, I don't know, it was a wrong time, but... you know, it depends. Like, you can go in the studio and work with writers. They'll send you stuff. A million different ways you can work it.
Do you hear them all, or does someone get to them before you and go, nope?
I mean, obviously there's A&R people who kind of hear the songs and see what they think suits you and what styles, things like that.
Okay. Could I write you a song? Do you
Yeah.
If okay, you, and you'd if consider you that?
Yeah.
Okay. No, cool, actually.
Are you a good writer?
Well, I've written one already. What? Okay. Don't look at Chappers now.
What? I'm not doing it. I'm not. I'm poised, waiting to hear what's about to happen.
I'm right, interested.
Then, me and the one that doesn't speak have written something. Should we just do the chorus? We'll just do the chorus. I need the words, obviously. Now, if you're interested in this, you might want to record it, or maybe we can split the royalties 50-50.
Is that
what's
the one?
That?
Is that the one that doesn't speak on the organ?
Look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Move that a bit closer, my darling. Okay. I love your love. Me. I love your love. How's it go again? Hang on a minute. I love your love handles, handles, handles. I love your love handles, handles, handles. I love your love handles, handles. But can you handle my love? But can you handle my love?
Mm. Aww. Why am I the only one clapping?
Well, I think out of politeness.
Do you know what? It's got a good melody.
You want to have a go?
Thanks for the lyrics.
Do you want to have a quick go?
I don't really know it.
It doesn't matter. Just make up your own interpretation.
Can you sing it with me?
Yeah, right.
Go on, then. Okay. I'll harmonise.
I love your love.
No, singing in tune.
Is it difficult to harmonise with somebody who sings out of tune?
A little bit.
Okay, right.
Well, that's why I want you to do it.
Okay, listen to the key. Go on, press. Go. Yeah.
I love your love.
No, sing lower in your octave.
I love your love. Handles, handles, handles. I love your love. Handles,
handles, handles.
I love your love.
Handles, handles.
Now you finish it.
Handles.
Can
you handle my love?
Yeah. Now, obviously, we haven't rehearsed that before.
Had you not?
No.
Really?
I think.
But Leona was dead on.
What do you mean? I've been practicing all week.
I think with a little bit of, you know, bit of practice, that could be. You know?
I think it's a good melody.
We're going global, Leona.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Right, we're going to play. What? We're going to play. Will you play our game with us? Oh, what's occurring?
Yes.
It's not nearly as bad as that last bit was.
Okay.
Okay, it's coming next. It's Bob Sinclair now on Radio 1.